Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, No Formula Needed, was written by Allison Keita. When Jen was young, her well-intentioned Sunday school teacher instructed the class in evangelism training, which included memorizing a series of verses and a formula for sharing the gospel. She and a friend nervously tried this out on another friend, fearful they'd forget an important verse or step. Jen doesn't remember if the evening ended in conversion, but guesses it did not. The approach seemed to be more about the formula than the person. Now, years later, Jen and her husband are modeling for their own children a love for God and sharing their faith in a more inviting way. They understand the importance of teaching their children about God, the Bible, and a personal relationship with Jesus, but they're doing so through a living, daily example of a love for God and the Scriptures. They're demonstrating what it means to be the light of the world and to reach out to others through kindness and hospitable words. Jen says, "We cannot impart words of life to others if we don't possess them ourselves." As she and her husband show kindness in their own lifestyle, they're preparing their children to invite others into their faith. We don't need a formula to lead others to Jesus. What matters most is that a love for God compels and shines through us. As we live in and share His love, God draws others to know Him too. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Let's pray. Dear God, we truly want others to experience the love. Help us in our walk and talk to draw others to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.